Sahana Vavatu Sahana Bhunatu Sahavirayankaravavahai Tejasvinavaritamastomavidvishavahai Om Shanti 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 Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Okay, page 36. The Vishnu Dutas continue, Ajamil has already atoned for all his sinful actions. Indeed, he has atoned not only for sins performed in one life, but for those performed in millions of lives. For in a helpless condition, he chanted the holy name of Narayana. Even though he did not chant purely, he chanted without offense. And therefore, he is now pure and eligible for liberation. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur elaborates. The Smritis say, Namno hi yavati shakti papa nirharane hare tavat karatum nashaknoti patakam pataki naraha. A sinful man cannot commit as many sins as can be destroyed by the power of the Lord's name.
Right. So as we see here, so it's being given by Vishwanath. He's commenting on this, not offensive but not pure. Because generally devotees will interpret this to mean pure. So therefore, that doesn't apply to us. No, it does. Those who are pure, that's a whole different thing. Because the point is we're thinking that the power to remove all the sins, that's the greatness. No, the power that one can develop love for Krishna, that's the greatness. Right? To be able to remove sins, that's not the big deal, because you're dealing with illusion anyway. So, you know, it's not of substance.
We're mainly concerned about ourselves.
We're mainly consider ourselves about the illusion that the material world has some meaning other than Krishna.
Yeah.
You know, there's Krishna kind, then there's reality. Yeah. Right? You know, sometimes you hear that. Yes. Yeah, but none have to be real or have to, like this. But the point is no, the reality is Krishna. Yeah. Now, it may be I don't see Krishna in this and I have to be realistic because I have to deal with it. Okay, that's there. But to think that Krishna consciousness and whatever we're doing are two separate things, that's not so developed. So here the point is the name will remove all that. So to get out of the material world, that's not the big deal. To get into the spiritual world with a relationship with the Lord, now that's the point. That's why material karma, material jnana, you know, is not a big deal. But actual liberation, where developing a relationship with the Lord, now that's something special. That's the glory of the holy name. That it removes all this, that just happens on the side. Right? Yes.
So basically from the level of Shraddha, we can develop a personal relationship with Krishna.
Yes.
And
yes.
We can also chant the pure name.
Yes. Yeah, we tend to not, but yes, you can. You can start from there, because then it means you have that faith. But it's just, you don't necessarily know so much about the philosophy or the various practices or all these things. So that, therefore, you can be a pure, a neophyte pure devotee. But here, we're even talking about just that, you know, that happens, but the chanting's not pure. Right? Yes. It's in namabhas. So that intent is pure, though, that, you know, there's other things that come along with it. Right? Is that what makes sense? Yeah. So that's the glory. This is the position we're trying to establish. This makes for a very special and wonderful society. This is something that people can relate to and be inspired, right? Because they can do this from whatever their position is. That's the whole point. This is the mentality. Then, whatever your position in society, you just maintain that. You don't have to change that. Well, generally, we'll take, oh, no, you have to change everything, because we always look at external. And so if it, changing will help, we'll do it. But technically it's not necessary. But our reason for changing or not changing should be Krishna conscious. It can't be, I'm not changing because I'm a Westerner. Like that. You know, since when are we been a Westerner? Like that. Out of the 8,400,000 species, only probably a few of them are Western. You know? So it's not a big...
And it's not the one you want to maintain.
No, it's not necessarily. Yeah, yeah, no. I mean, you don't want to maintain any of them, let alone that one. Right, you know, it's probably a step up from warthog, or something. You know,
yeah,
but
a small step up.
Yeah, but you know, other than that, then you know, some between warthog and wildebeest or something.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so this is the whole point, is that holy name is so powerful. And this is what the pious Yamadutas aren't understanding. Let alone us coming from not so pious, quasi-pious, and not understanding because our piety is so important. We're talking about those who follow Shastra and understand that and do it right. They're not understanding. Okay, we can understand them not understanding. But those who their life is based on sin, and then they don't understand because it's so moralistic. It's kind of like since when, you know, last Thursday.
So even we need to get there before we actually get into the spiritual world. I mean, between where we
means
are now
to get yes, no, you could get into the spiritual world technically with less than that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the point is that you would still have to develop to get into the Lord's pastimes. So being in the same place, like here, we're in the same place as the Lord and his pastimes are going on. Are we seeing them? Are we part of them? Right? Not as directly. We're here as part of the Sankirtan pastimes. But the Lord and his associates, you know, doing Harinam down this way, then that's... not exactly, you know. I think it was Jayapadaka Maharaj mentioned by the descriptions, and his Harinam party goes right up here from just behind the temple and up this direction.
Hmm.
Like that, you know, but we're not seeing, we're just seeing tractors and, you know, scooters and, you know, all that. You know, loud villagers, and, you know, the whole thing. You know. It's a question of whether they'd want to see us. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Means if we're doing nice service and all that, I'm sure they would. And if we're doing something we shouldn't be doing, you know, like, that, then they might, you know, turn a blind eye, you know. Like I think it was in... but then even they're seeing us, still somebody who's on that level could only see it. Like Prabhupada with Narad Muni at the Ratha Yatra.
Yeah.
You know, so he can see him there, but we're not seeing him there. So. Yes?
I think we also have the spiritual form in the pastime to get the Dhamma.
Yes, but you have to be actually in it to use it. You know what I'm saying? Just like you have a very nice outfit for wearing to special occasions, but unless you're actually wearing it, you can't. It doesn't have any point. Yes, but you're still not in the pastimes until you develop Purvarag.
So how do we get in the pastimes of
Chaitanya? By associating with the associates of Lord Chaitanya. When we're interested. You know, so interested is not just, I'm interested right now, and then after 5 minutes I'm interested in what's for lunch. It was a wild guess.
See right through me.
But then if
you're
interested again, for 5 minutes.
Yes, but the point is you build on those 5 minutes until that those 5 minutes become 24/7. At that point, then you get into the pastimes. It doesn't mean you're not in the spiritual world. It doesn't mean you can't be in your spiritual body. Right? They're developing. But it just means that you won't get into the pastimes till then. But if you're serious, then you'll get the association of the Lord's associates before that point. That's how we'll get to Purva Raga, because they have that attachment. So then in their association, we'll develop it. Right? So we're in the spiritual world, but we're just not taking part in the pastimes. You could say in the greater pastimes, you know, like Ranagat's part of the greater, you know, Mayapur Dham, but, you know, like that. So. Is that you know, there's Ranagat, and then there's Antagui, right? You know, so.
Same position.
You don't hang out in Ranagat, right?
Okay.
No. Okay, see? So that's the whole point.
Yeah.
Yes. It means, I think even if you count Gaurmandala Bhumi, I think you have three levels. You have the nine islands themselves, then you have some greater influence than that. Gaurmandala Bhumi, I think, includes anywhere of the Lord's associates in Bengal, east or west. So that will go all the way up to Ramakeli and over into Bangladesh, you know, Arup and Sanatan's places and those places like that. So that would be the biggest one. So
if you went to Arup and Sanatan Goswami's birthplace in Bangladesh, you know, that was pretty amazing. That's a huge place. Huge kuns and everything. They were well off.
Yeah. No, it's because they take it seriously. Because over here they take, you know, Bollywood movies seriously. And over there they take the kirtan seriously. You know, because over there the movies are in Urdu, so I mean... So it's easier to get into the kirtan. Yes?
I'm thinking of the story of Gop Kumar. It's all based on chanting holy name.
Yes, yes.
And he was quite ignorant till, you know, at least halfway of the story.
Right, right.
About the name. So what kind of name he chanted? Was it a progression or?
It was just realization. The name's still the same. I mean, so when we give these positions to the name, it's not the name itself, it's our relationship with the name.
Yeah.
Because the name is just one name.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of his realization. So then it goes up like this. Because one doesn't have to go through all those stages, means actually physically. One would probably go through you know, within the consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
But actually you don't have to physically go to Brahma Lok, be Brahma for some time and decide, okay, been there, done that. And then, you know. So it's just a matter of the consciousness moves through all these stages. Does that make sense? But by giving it the physical aspect, then one's able to appreciate the full Vedic path, you know, of elevation. Like we mentioned, I think the Madhvas, they actually, you know, in their process, they go through all those positions, right? And then go back to Godhead. So theirs is very slow. Our Ramanujas is just, you know, also the same one lifetime. The Madhvas seem to work on 14. So it's just one of the pancharatric paths. You know, just, you know, how slow you're going to go.
We're like no living holding, and they're like living holding.
Yeah, so they're, you know, they'll be sitting there doing their bhajans, and then there'll be the person on the side saying, how slow can you go? Right? Yeah. So, makes sense? So that's it. But it's quick compared to, you know, the full Vedic, where, you know, thousands of lifetimes would be spent doing one thing. Mm-hmm. You know, till finally you kind of get tired of that and move on to the next level, right? You know, instead of, you know, I say, making cars for 1,000 lifetimes, now you sell them. Move on. So, yeah. Okay. Then avase napi yan namni kirtite sarva patakai puman vimuchyate sadyas simha trashter mriger iva. A human is freed from all sins when he chants the Lord's name, even unconsciously.
The sins flee like animals frightened by a lion. Vishnu Purana 6.8.19. What was the other one? Or doesn't? Does it say which one? Not only does chanting the Lord's name cause atonement, but it causes liberation. Swasthyayanam. Sakrid ucharitam yena harir it yakshara dvayam. Badha parikarasthena mokshaya gamanam prati. Whoever chants the two syllables Hari only once is fit for attaining liberation. Skanda Purana.
Because those who worship Lord Shiva generally aren't just in facilities here and eventually liberation. Right? Because they'll be totally absorbed in what benefits you can get from the material world. That's why they approach Shiva. Right? Mm-hmm. So then Skanda Purana then mentions this by chanting Hari only once you can fit for liberation. Right? And these other guys are going through so much trouble. So it's so much easier. That's what we're saying is, it's not that the philosophy is different in the Rajasika Tamas Puranas. It's just they'll put more discussions on areas that you could, you know, interpret it in your own way. But it's not that they don't tell what's the actual points. Yes. They're explaining the same thing. It's just that they'll emphasize, they'll be more about pastimes of Shiva, and you'll see it from an angle where someone who's thinking Shiva's supreme, they could easily interpret it that way. So just, in other words, the aspect about the supremacy of Vishnu doesn't come up as often. But somewhere like Bhagavatam, that's constant. So Bhagavatam is the actual, because then only will we get an idea. Right, it's come up so much that devotees will think, oh, there's nothing in here that's practical, it's just philosophy. Mm-hmm. And once you say, yes, it is just philosophy, but it's the philosophy that's practical. Tattva is what is the science of what you do. Yeah. Right? But it actually explains everything, like we were seeing before. It was like discussing, just means in this chapter, discussing what is actual governance. You know, but we'll think, no, but what's the technique, you know, how many quadrants do you have, you know, like this and that, you know. Do you have the win-win-win, you know, and, yes. You know, like that, and he's the lose-lose-lose, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, so that we'll think that's substance. When, no, it's caring, if you care for the citizens like a father for the children, all the rest of it you'll work out. If you're a Kshatriya and have administrative ability, you will work it out. If you're not a Kshatriya, you won't. You'll work it out on another level, on the family, on doing the business, on, you know, doing your, how you run your house and your sadhana. Point is that the affection is there for the who are dependents and who are junior. Then you'll always work out that you deal with everybody properly, whatever the level. Right? And so since we take management administration as the biggest form of it, that's where the example is. Is that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes, sometimes people can't relate to it. I think it was he was saying is that sometimes people can't relate to the concept of father dealing with the children because they haven't experienced it. There was one what's his name? In England, Prabhupada disciple, he, you know, he does a lot of preaching, but he's famous for his kirtan.
Kripamoy.
Yeah, he was telling, because we were discussing this point, about the concept of authority. And he was explaining to one teenage boy about, you know, Krishna as the father, you know, and things like that, and the authority figure. And the kid couldn't relate to it at all. You know, and then in discussing, you know, so he couldn't figure out why he's not catching it. And then in discussion it came out, he never had a father. He never knew had a father or any fatherly figure in his life. You know, it must have been the father walked out quite early and that there was only the mother. And probably she was so freaked out that she didn't also want any other kind of prominent men, or there weren't any. So he never had any experience of a masculine authority. So he couldn't relate to God as the father, or, you know, like that. Probably he could relate to God as the son.
God is the social worker.
Yeah, you know, because he's the son and he's God, so yeah, okay, that part he could get then. God the Father didn't make any sense. You know, and I guess he was in the video games and as the Holy Ghost, you know. So. It records and it's a thumb drive. Does it wash pots also?
What?
Does it wash pots also?
Wash pots?
Clothes, clean floors, cook lunch.
I didn't understand what
you mean. Okay, don't worry about it.
This
is my favorite world. Yeah, definitely. You have to find out where that one's from. Right? The Vishnu Dutas continue, right? So this is Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, and it's on that verse where he says he did not chant purely. So we can understand it applies at that point. So when at the point of Namabhas, then you see everything is gained. But yeah. The same way the verses are given, it doesn't say that it actually, you know, it's not that they're advanced. Just a person in the crowd says it, but he doesn't have any other purpose.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Yeah. You know, it's just like the punk kid on the side of the road. The devotees go by, he says, "Hey, Hare Krishna." Is he has a guru and he's not following the order, or he's taking the name as glories of the name or exaggeration, or he thinks karma kanda in the holy name run? Huh? Probably that one. Yeah. He's trying to think, I guess. He's just saying. He's not at the time thinking of his material task. He's not trying to get anything from the name.
No.
That's Namabhas. So that's the point. Namabhas isn't difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? So he's just chanting the name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that. So that's why one name. Two syllables is enough. Like that. So, yeah. Okay. The Vishnu Dutas continued. The Vishnu Dutas continuing their points. In the mood of continuity, the Vishnu Dutas further, okay. Yes. Even previously, while eating and at other times, this Ajamil would call his son, saying, "My dear Narayan, please come here." Although calling the name of his son, he nevertheless uttered the four syllables, Narayana. Simply by chanting the name of Narayana in this way, he sufficiently atoned for the sinful reactions of millions of lives. This is before millions of lives. Then at the time of death, millions of lives. So... it's good.
Yes.
It's good. Like that. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur elaborates. The Yamadutas argue, but Ajamil did not chant with awareness that this was atonement. He called out for his son because he was afraid of us.
This is like the questions we have, right?
Yeah, yeah. So that's why it's always... But much of the time, Vishwanath, he will present all the unspoken... arguments that we're thinking, or the Sunday between one verse and the next that we might think, or what we don't catch in what is moving, or why that comes up. In other words, why does he say this? Because Sukadev Goswami is speaking. So now, when you speak, then you feel, okay, he may think like this, or he may have this doubt, so then he'll speak in a particular way. So we see that Vishwanath and Baladev, they tend to fill those in the discussions. The Vishnu Dutas reply, "You do not understand the truth. Being materialistic, you do not understand." Right? Materialistic means pious materialistic. Following the Vedas, faith in the Lord, you know, like that, but still materialistic. Even by calling for a son while not seeking to make atonement of the sinner, Aghona, was accomplished. Agho. It's like sin, or aghasura. It's like the sinful asura. But you have the aghora.
Yeah.
Then it also seems to be have to do with sin, because their process is nasty. Agavat is here conjugated like magavan, magho naha. Just chanting at this time for his son should be enough to atone for all his sins. However, previously he chanted in ungrammatical language.
O Narayana, come here from your mother's lap to my lap. The atonement took place then, not only chanting four syllables, but even chanting the Lord's name in two syllables, or one syllable, also destroys all sins. So
I guess then there is, how you say, you may get some purification when the person's name is Nittai, and you just call him Nitz.
Yes.
Because even one syllable. So, okay.
All glories
to the awkwardness, right?
It must be me.
Yeah, well, Nitz. You just have an S at the end. Yeah. The extra.
It means that in any language, when we use the term Narayana,
it comes in there, you get the benefit. Like that. Even if they're separated by another syllable.
Yes.
Like that. I remember it was very big, I think, in the 50s and 60s. I mean, I've even seen it recently. But, I mean, at least in the West, it was. You have like a big kind of a, I don't know what you say, but it would be, it's like some kind of happening that's around something. You know, generally it's showing or buying or, you know, just people get together and they use the term Rama at the end.
Yes.
Shaparama, Telarama, you know, something Rama. They would use that a lot. Yes. So people are getting purified by that. That's most likely why it continues. I even saw it, I think it was last year or year before, somewhere in the East Block.
Yeah, I saw it in Norway just a couple of years ago.
Yeah, you know, so they're having some big place is hired or some big, then they're having a whatever it is. Diorama, yeah. Yes. Diorama. Yeah. Because then you're always saying, yeah. Then the mercy of Rama. Yes. Yeah, anybody. Yes. Doesn't mean that they don't continue committing more, but they get freed from whatever's there in the past. That's why it's said here is, a sinful man cannot commit as many sins as can be destroyed by the power of the Lord's name. So he may be sinful. He chants the name. He's freed from that. Doesn't mean he can't go on chanting, committing more, but it can never be more than the holy name can encounter. That I'm not sure. We're just talking about from now into the past. Future, that I'm not sure. But from now to the past it is. Because otherwise, Yamaraj did not know how to deal with Jagai Madai. Right? They're just like out of his league. Right? But simply by chanting the holy name, they're freed from all that. So that's the point. So, that's why we have Harinam Sankirtan. But, you know, because we want to be sophisticated and be cool and all that, then, you know, we let everybody go to hell while the devotees go out and do Harinam and somehow or another save everyone from going to hell. So take your pick. Bed sheets, not go to hell. No bed sheets, socks that match, and going to hell. You take your pick.
Well, there are this matching socks.
It is a plus. Yeah. It is a plus.
I have to consider this.
Yes. Okay.
The Vishnu Dutas continued. The chanting of the holy name of Lord Vishnu is the best process of atonement for a thief of gold or other valuables, for a drunkard, for one who betrays a friend or relative, for one who kills a brahmana, for one who indulges in sex with the wife of his guru or other superior. It is also the best method of atonement for one who murders women, the king or his father, for one who slaughters cows, and for all other sinful men.
Yeah, because we see that they're always working in these how you say? These five main categories, like that. You know, so the stealing of gold, the intoxication, killing of a Brahmin, illicit sex, like that. And then so what's mentioned here, these are all top. Simply by chanting the holy name of Lord Vishnu, such sinful persons may attract the attention of the Supreme Lord, who therefore considers, quote, because this man has chanted my holy name, my duty is to give him protection. Right? So if you've chanted just to chant, then you get that. If you chant because you want to neutralize the sins, that's not very nice. That's offensive chanting.
But will you neutralize the sins?
That, I'm not sure, it doesn't specifically mention. It's just because the point is it's not appreciated. Because even if it does, you're taking advantage. So even if it does, that's not proper. Like we said, the common person on the street is not thinking, oh, I'll chant Hare Krishna, I'll get rid of all my sins. Right? So therefore, they're just chanting because the devotees are there. And, you know, for some reason, they think it's weird, or they think it's fun, or it's something unique, or, you know, just, hey, you know, it's like, you know, whatever.
Is that a professional
sinner? Yes, that's professional. You know, you know that you can counteract. So that's why it's a problem. Not that the holy name won't counteract, but the mentality you have, then you can't actually take advantage of the chanting and association of devotees. So not that you haven't been clarified of sin, but your mentality is such that what will be your endeavor. Footnote 19. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur assigns these two verses to Bhagavat Arkamrichi Mala, chapter 13, entitled Sadhana Bhakti Executed Exclusively by Taking Shelter of the Holy Name, Aikantiki Namashraya Sadhana Bhakti, which is in the Abhideya section of the Thakur's book. Right, so you can see is what the Vishnudutas are talking then is about exclusive shelter of the holy name of the Lord. They're not talking other processes. They're from Vaikuntha. And in Vaikuntha, they're into expressing their devotion through rules and regulations. But they're not talking rules and regulations. They're talking this full surrender to the holy name. Right? So, Bhagavad Gita. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur elaborates. The Yamadutas argue, the name of the Lord may destroy sins, but how can Namabhas be the atonement for thousands of grave sins, which cannot be destroyed by thousands of 12-year vows, right? Because a 12-year vow is your longest vow. There aren't vows longer than 12 years. You know, so 12 years are for those big ones that we mentioned before.
Yes.
Does that make sense? Yeah, well, generally, if that's by accident. If you killed the Brahmin on purpose, then there is no atonement. So, short of the holy name, you have no... there is nothing. You know, but if it's by accident, then that's another thing. You know? So all these things, then these, they have 12-year vratas. Like that. For those who can take advantage and actually get the benefit. So that means, generally, that would mean Brahmins. Yeah. Like that. Or someone with a Brahminical mentality. Then they could take advantage and get the benefit. Excuse me. Haribo, hello, G. Hello. Class. Okay. Okay, thousands of 12-year vows, right? Because the 12-year vows themselves is your standard full vow. Right? So then... So they're talking about thousands of that. And so then how does one name get rid of all that? Because they're saying one name will do it, and then you have Ajamil is constantly chanting the name of his son, Narayan.
Yes.
Right? And so therefore he doesn't have these sins. He's not in the category for them to pick up. Right? So in other words, his position will be dealt with, you know, by the Lord and, you know, with his arrangements with the material energy. Yes.
When the doubt may come, it means that it's not the thing that you chanted at the time of death when this Yamadutas.
That's being freed from sin. You don't see Yamadutas, Vishnudutas showing up every time he calls his son.
So but my point was that because of that, they saw. But during his life, he was, I mean, whatever years the sun was there, he was tending.
Right.
So he was free from sins only.
Yes. So and that's, therefore, he was able to chant the holy name at the time of death.
Yes.
Like that. But according to the Yamadutas, how could those few names counteract thousands of sinful, you know, how you say, thousands of grave sins that would require thousands of 12-year vratas? You know, because each, you know, these grave sins means each one requires 12 years to counteract it. So their point is there, you know, so he's not purified. They're not saying he didn't chant the holy name. It's just for them, it's that's not enough. You have to do something else. Right? Yes? Yes, because that will take you to the next life in a purified state. But in this life, you're purified. That doesn't mean you don't do something else stupid. Yes, I mean everything's gone enough that you know it'll be, you know, you continue in devotional service, but it doesn't mean that you won't have the consciousness that's there. He has a tendency towards these things, he'll be purified. So depending on what happens, then he will get situated. Like that. Does that make sense? Yeah. Chanting is the best atonement. Suni skritam, since it destroys the root of sin. Right? Because it gets rid of the root of the sin. The other things simply get rid of the sin itself, the reactions. It doesn't get rid of the root. So the holy name, that's why it's special. It gets rid of the root of these. So, you know, millions of lifetimes of the roots of sin. That's the whole thing. That's the important part. So getting rid of the sin itself, the reaction, that's not the big deal. Getting rid of the root of the sin, that's the difficult part. Right. That is not the only result, because from chanting the name of the Lord's mind dwells on that person who chants, Tad Vishaya Matihi. The Lord thinks, this person belongs to me, I will always protect him. This is Sridhar Swami's meaning of the phrase. Right. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is quoting here, you know, in line with what Sridhar Swami is saying, you know, in some sense. You know, more directly, he's pointing out that this is here, so that you don't think that, oh, he's just saying this. No, Sridhar Swami is saying this, so that means it's solid. The servants of Vishnu said, hearing his name being chanted and remembering Ajamil, the Lord ordered us to bring Ajamil, who was chanting his name. Then how much more the Lord will remember a person who chants the Lord's name with a service attitude. This is the implication. So just he's chanted, then he can go to Vaikuntha. You know? So that's the thing. You have those, you know, that pond where they threw some prasad and the fish ate the mahaprasad and got forearm forms and went back to Vaikuntha. You know? Yeah, so that's the whole point. It's such a glorious system, you know. And that's just a few morsels. Imagine half a bucket of holiday. How qualified one is. Yeah. Yeah. But after chanting repeatedly, he committed repeated sins such as going to the prostitute and drinking wine. In order to destroy those sins, he had to chant at the end of his life, since there was again appearance of sin. This cannot be said, because it will be said later, Vaikuntha Nama Grahanam Ase Shagha Haram. Chanting the Lord's name destroys unlimited sins. Srimad Bhagavatam 6.2.16. The following verses also show that chanting releases one from the bondage of samsara. Footnote 20. Right, so now is being discussed that point, is that, okay, he's done, now he's committing sins again. So those sins are the problem. But it's not those sins are the problem, it's the mentality that's the problem.
Sins are...
Right, because we're taking it, the sins themselves are the valuable point.
the point of discussion, the point of weight.
Yeah.
But actually it's not. It's the mentality that's the discussion. Sorry? Yes.
Yeah. So it's just the symptom.
Yeah, it's just that they're just a symptom. So that's the point, is the seed. So the mentality that causes the seed, that's what we're trying to get rid of. That's what the holy name will get rid of. Nothing else can get rid of. So even the Yamadutras are saying, yes, he's sinful. But why? Because of his mentality. And there's not one sin, I mean one prayaschitta mentioned in Manu Samhita that will get rid of that.
Yeah.
Right? And they're just going to go on Manu.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? They're not going to go on, you know, I mean they'll have all the details of all the other Dharma Shastras, but it'll all be based on Manu. Manu is the main, the others will give finer details or specific applications. Right? But Manu does mention that the chanting of the holy name is the most important sadhana of a brahmana. So they're alluding to this higher principle. And simply by that chanting and reading, he'll be purified of all sins. So Manu also mentions that. But they're taking it, you know, he's, you know, just offhand chanting. He's not doing it as a sadhana. He's not reading. So they could say, okay, he was sinful. He gave that up. Now he's a sadhu. Now they could consider, even though it would be nice if he got punished for it, but okay, he's reformed himself now, okay, we'll let that one go.
Okay.
You know, it's a rarer case. But here is that he hasn't done any of that, you know, in their minds, even though he's chanting.
Yeah.
Because he's not doing it as a sadhana, he's not doing it as a reformation.
Yeah.
Like that. Okay, footnote 20. In his supplementary notes to this chapter, based on the commentary of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Prabhupada comments, one may argue, quote, since he was constantly chanting the name of Narayan, how is it possible for him to be associating with a prostitute and thinking of wine? Okay. By his sinful actions, he was bringing various... By his sinful actions, he was bringing suffering upon himself again and again. And therefore, one may say that his ultimate chanting of Narayana was the cause of his being freed. However, this chanting would then have been a nam aparad. Nam no balad yasya hi papa buddhihi. One who continues to act sinfully and tries to neutralize his sins by chanting the holy name of the Lord is a nam aparadhi, an offender to the holy name. In response, it may be said that Ajamil's chanting was inoffensive because he did not chant the name of Narayana with the purpose of counteracting his sins.
So his ignorance rescued him.
Yeah. Because you're not trying to gain anything. So that's the... You know, because of the material ignorance, then he was performing all the nonsense. But he didn't have any motive for chanting the holy name. You know, so both are going on at once. That's the point. If the two things can't go at once, what's our chance?
Yes.
Right? Because we don't have prema.
No.
Right? And we have, you know, how you say, habits or practices that are not necessarily ideal. Right? So, but we're chanting. So how do these two work together? Right? Because the name is stronger. That's the point. And so if we're just trying to chant, we're not worrying about the other, then that will go away. Or he's just worrying about the other and he's chanting. So he's sinful and chanting. He's not worried about the sin and the chanting connected. He's a sinful guy who's chanting. You know? You thought the ditty that the Hare Krishnas were chanting was, you know, catchy. And so while he's there in his apartment doing all nonsense, he's chanting a little bit, you know? So he's purified because he's not doing it to purify himself.
That was many of the early devotees. When the record came out, they were just had no idea what it was.
Yeah, yeah. So they're just chanting. You know, it's nice. Yeah. Yes.
But we do some activities to purify our hearts. For example, take baths in Ganga, or we pray to the Lord to purify our hearts.
But why would we want to do that? Yes, so then what's the problem? No, it's not a problem. Counteracting so that you can, means you do sin, then counteract that, then do sin again, that's a problem. But if we understand we're sinful, we try to purify our heart by recommended processes. In other words, the name is the main thing, associating with devotees, studying the Srimad Bhagavatam. That's the main. Then if we have the opportunity to take bath also, then we do that. I mean, in the Ganges, means regular bath we should be taking anyway. Like that. Is that what it is? Yeah. In response, it may be said that Ajamil's chanting was inoffensive because he did not chant the name of Narayana with the purpose of counteracting his sins. He did not know that he was addicted to sinful actions, nor did he know that his chanting of the name of Narayana was neutralizing it. That's why we don't, you know, the preaching is about the glories of the name and the glories of the process, not about how, you know, we're all rat bags. You understand? That's the thing. That, once one has a little bit more maturity, then one can understand, okay, here's a weakness, here's how to, anartha nivritti. Right? But it's not that, oh, you're sinful, you're meat eating, and this and that, you have to be a vegetarian, and so therefore, and then that, because of that, you should be chanting Hare Krishna. It's kind of like, what do the two got to do with each other?
Again, it's the karma coming up.
Yeah, so it's just, we think it's good, and it's nice, and it is. Mm-hmm. But that's not the real point. So that's why the emphasis is on the process. So that means this sinful person who is attracted by the chanting and devotees and devotional service, they don't really know they're sinful. So they go on very nicely chanting and everything.
Yes.
And then they get purified, then they'll start to notice what the devotees do and how they go and so on.
Yes. Yes.
But that's for someone who's not how you say, you're not taking responsibility for.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who's in the temple, they have to follow all the program.
Yes.
But if they're living outside, then, you know, they do. Yes. But the point is because you're preaching the pure devotional service, then it will move in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If we're only preaching certain activities that we would call there for a Hare Krishna, then they'll get to do those, and then what? Where do you go from there?
He did not know that he was addicted to simple actions, because like before he knew that what is proper life and everything. But by this point he didn't know anymore that what he said.
As was mentioned before, the girl was good. Why does it always mention he's addicted to associating with the prostitute? Because then he won't remember any of this. He'll just be trying to do what pleases her and everything like this. She's still around. She hasn't walked out on him. So that means he is behaving properly. So even though he's cheating and lying and stealing and killing people, you know, the general, you know, tough guy, but he's very submissive to her and takes care of her. So she's still around. You know, especially you're 88, you know. She's still around. That's also possible. Huh? Yeah, she might be 40. Maybe not. She would have been young, so. She would have been young, but she would have been like a maidservant, so she may have been very young. Yeah. It's not saying. You get the idea in his youth, so. Yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't be so much. But still, I'm sure there's other rich guys and. You know, Onassis is there. You know, guys like that. So.
So what is the position of someone who they know that they are something wrong. They already know it's wrong, but they still can't not do it. Is it not offensive?
No. But they know there are, but they. Knowing you are and being committed to are two different things. He doesn't know what's wrong because he thinks it's perfectly normal. Right? Of course you borrow money from the guy and then do something to him so that, you know, he forgets that you owe him money.
erase his memory.
Yes, erase his memory. So unless you have one of those special little black briefcases and that, then it might take other methods. Yes.
Like that?
Yeah, you know, they won't wear out very quickly.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're quite solid. Quite, how you say? Don't go out of fashion. Like that.
Classic design.
Yeah, classic design. Right.
Sometimes devotees say that
you have to distinguish the mentalities here. See, you're still putting the emphasis on what's done. See, what we're trying to do is switch from what's done to what's the mentality. That's what we're trying to do here. No, because we're taking the movement of that. The mentality is, okay, you're taking some devotee who's doing something wrong, knows it's wrong. Now they committed that, if they know it's wrong, do they think they should be doing it? No, do they think they should be doing it? Yes, so then that means we're starting to loosen it. Because before, why would they be doing that? Right? Because they did that before they became a devotee, or at least had ideas in that before they became a devotee, or it was there in previous lifetimes. Right? But they're understanding it's not. So that's a progress, because before they thought it was perfectly fine. Right? Does that make sense? That's what we're trying to get across. Does that make sense? Chanting, good. Very good.
Right.
Point is they're taking shelter of the holy name. They're not using the holy name. There's a difference.
Yeah.
You know, Zen?
They are still about mentality. When you do something which is not correct, might not be sinful, but just not correct, or be justified.
But how is not correct not sinful?
Because there is a big one. When you're not hurting other people, you're not good.
Okay. Okay, well, we'll leave it.
That's not the point. The point is about justifying.
Right.
Would it be simple?
To justify, what do we mean by justify?
That's okay. Like, this is my conditioning, that's who I am, that's how I'm going to be.
That's not progressive. At least you can put it that way. It's not progressive, and it will be an obstacle in devotional progress.
It's still changing.
That we do because we're devotees.
So this thing that don't go together.
No, because it means, in other words, one will slow down your advancement very greatly. So it's not doing the activity that's the biggest problem. It's thinking the activity's okay, right? So that's going to be more of a problem. Unless you can see how okay according to Shastra, and then you do according like that, then it's like, you know, like the, how you say, eating meat, so then the animal, you know, black goat on full moon night, this, that, blah, you follow up that, then there's no sinful reaction as such, but it doesn't get rid of the mentality at all.
Mm-hmm.
You'll still maintain the mundane mentality, the sinful mentality. So that's why we don't get involved in that. But, you know what I'm saying, so if they could find and reduce it there, it's not just because they say, because anything to do with sense gratification, it's very ritualized. And generally those who don't like to, want to rationalize are generally the ones that don't like to follow rituals. So it'll be very hard for them to ritualize something like this that they generally tend to not into ritual. unless, of course, they're willing to get into rituals as long as they're going to get the benefit. And the other things, they don't see that they get so much benefit, so they don't tend to attend. You know what I'm saying? So in other words, it's never recommended. We're not saying that, you know, Ajamil is the acharya and we should live his lifestyle, right? You know. You know, we're just saying that despite this, the process works. So let alone, that's what it said before. Now, if Ajamil is getting so much benefit, what about someone who actually is chanting as a sadhana? How much more benefit they'll get? So we're being offered that side. You know, it's, in other words, we don't use Ajamil to also rationalize that, you know, okay, it's cool, you know. I named my hamster Narayan, you know. Definitely then better than Jose. Huh?
This is a step up.
Yes, it's a step up.
So now, to remember the name of Ajamil, it's progressive in life. Is it?
I'm not sure. It hasn't said this specifically. I'm not sure. We'll see. Maybe at the end of the chapter, and that it'll say some glories and that. But so far, it hasn't.
Yes.
Saying, you know, it's not like what's his name? Means it's there in Sanskrit. They mention the Mahabharata. Anyone who remembers that person's name, if there's snakes or that, they'll go away. Because he's the one that stopped the snake sacrifice. You know? Huh? Astika. Yeah.
Astika.
Because he's in the, on the mother's side, he's in the Naga line. Father's side, then they're Jarakaru, you know, his name was Jarakaru, and I forget what kind of Brahmins they were. They're kind of Brahmins who don't have, they don't never keep any place to live. They just wander, and when the twilight comes, that's home. But these are families. That's the way they live. Like that. They may be single, they may be families like this, but that's how they live. And so the father was one of those, and the mother was a Naga. And so their son was Astika, and so he, being a very qualified Brahmin and all that, very pure, then he stopped the sacrifice. So therefore, if you say Astika, then the snakes go away. So we haven't come across that yet, but if you say Ajamil, then you know, you get certain benefits, yes. They go next door. We don't want them to go away. We just want them to go next door. I got this address here. I'd like you to visit. Can you come on, you know, like October 31st? You know. Okay. He did not know that he was addicted to sinful actions, nor did he know that his chanting of the name of Narayana was neutralizing them. Thus, he did not commit a nam aparad, and his repeated chanting of the holy name of Narayana while calling his son may be called pure chanting. Because of this pure chanting, Ajamil unconsciously accumulated the results of bhakti. Right, so he's getting the results of bhakti, though he hasn't actually become conscious of that.
Yes.
So, but the point is, the sense it's a personal thing, you have to become conscious to get the proper, the full effect. So he'll be getting secondary results of bhakti.
Yes.
But to get the primary, he'll have to be conscious. But because he has accumulated so much on the secondary, that if when he does become conscious, then moving forward in the primary will go very quickly. Yes. Is that what I'm saying?
It is different from to get Sukriti. It's not
bhakti. Well, Sukriti is bhakti. It's just, it just hasn't become that point of, you say? Okay. Yeah, it hasn't come to Shraddha yet.
Yes.
But it's gained by the association of devotees.
Yes.
Like that. So it's you're getting an effect.
Yes, yes. Right.
Yes. Indeed, even his first utterance of the holy name was sufficient to nullify all the sinful reactions of his life.
So it appears that it's just, you know, in other words, compared to what's there, even if you do something more, what is that compared to sin since you've been in the material world?
Yes.
you know, millions and millions of lifetimes of sin, and then how much you can do this lifetime anyway. I mean, we take it as big, but actually how much can you do? Why do we take it as big? Right? It'll also come down to this element of eternal damnation, and that you got one life to do it. So that makes it, whatever you do here is very big. But you see, in other, you know, religions, then it's looked at a little bit less harshly. You know what I'm saying? You know, in other words, everybody makes, like in the Old Testament, so many patriarchs and you know, prominent personalities there, but every one of them made some mistake. But it does not reduce their position as being respectable, right? But by going by the principle of Paulinism, then you know everybody has to be squeaky clean. Therefore, you know, what do you call it? Immaculate conception. You know, the priests are all celibate, and therefore they don't accept the old tradition. And so, because of that, then you know, then there's a problem. So because of this association, then we take things more seriously than they should be. You know, from that, because we're not necessarily coming from the position of we're strict followers of the Vedic culture and therefore we have a problem. Right? Like that. You know, I've met, you know, individuals like that. Is they actually do follow and they do go by scripture and do everything by the book. And so for them, any infraction, for them it's difficult to digest.
Yes.
But we're not generally coming from that background.
Angle. It's more like the other angle.
Yeah. Somewhere down there.
Yeah. That's
fine. Didn't we sweep that there yesterday? Yeah.
A Jamil angle.
Huh?
A Jamil angle.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's sideboard, but his wife, she also chanted the name of Narayan.
She wasn't dying. Ajamil, she wants dying, therefore he's come. She'll have her days, hopefully.
Yes.
How you say? Every deity has her days, so she'll get her. But after this, the Yamadutas know, so they probably won't come and collect her. So now he becomes an advanced devotee. If she at the time of death remembers him just due to attachment, then she'll go wherever he goes. So she could go to Vaikuntha just by maintaining chastity. You know, so. Let's see.
Yeah.
It's wonderful, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah,
everybody. Yeah. Okay. Vartamanam chayat papam yad bhutam yad bhavishyati tad sarvam niradahatyasu gominda nala kirtanat. All sins in the present, past, and future are quickly destroyed by chanting the name of Govinda, which is like fire. Hari Bhakti Vilas 11.339. Okay, so that means future also. Yeah, but if you think like that, then it's an offense. So you can't have your cake and eat it. Yeah, same thing.
But the water looks like everywhere. But the water, it is no problem. But the person who doesn't know all these things.
Yes, but he's obviously developing love for Krishna. That we're trying to develop love for Krishna. So. You know what I'm saying?
Or are we? I mean, these things are so important to us, then the question is, are we?
Somebody has a potato peeler. Somebody else has a scalpel. So, scalpel. You ever heard of a surgeon?
Yeah.
And they have their special little knives they use?
Yeah.
Okay? Now, have you ever heard of doing... we'll ask the appropriate authority. Anybody's ever done any neural brain surgery using a potato peeler? Even up like north in Cairns or something? Or it hasn't been recorded if they did. It's not in the journals. Okay. Because the main problem is they don't make those special, you know, high-grade surgical steel potato peelers.
Yeah.
So, you
yeah.
know, probably if they did, they might start using them.
Ah, I hope so.
Okay.
Must have been one thing.
How about a, what do you call it? Where you poke a hole here? Yeah, but they do that with a pen. That's bona fide. Okay, that's bona fide. So, in other words, you're developing in here, so your tools are better. So naturally, then you have to be more careful. Yeah, you never hear of like the how you say the potato peeler massacres or you know.
Jack the Ripper with all his kitchen utensils.
Yes. Brings a new meaning to being whisked away. Okay. Yannama sakrich travanat pukasho pi vimuchyate samsarat. By hearing one of your names once, even the outcast is delivered from the material world. So that's the pukasho. That's Srimad Bhagavatam 6:16:44, footnote 21. In his commentary to verse. To this verse, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur provides 10 pages of Shastric quotes regarding the power of the chanting of the holy name, as well as additional arguments and counter-arguments on the subject at hand. In other words, it's a big thing. Otherwise, why 10 pages? Mm-hmm. Right? Because we have it? We have an appendix here? So it was not removed by a spoon. So yes, okay, then we're good. Wow. 71 to 80, huh? In other words, it's important, but he didn't put it there. Okay. Appendix A. Does that mean there's an appendix B? Oh, maybe in this canto or something. Wow. Okay. Maybe we should check this. I mean, might as well do it now than later, right? Because we're at the point.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, because otherwise later is like, what were we talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that, so here. Okay. 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 Although the summary has been given in the body of this study guide, please refer to Appendix A for the balance of this complete elaboration. Okay, so. Forgot where I was here. Oh, it's just the next. Okay, let's put this. Well, we finished that. We would start here, 39, the top. Okay. Then, Appendix A. Naivam viridhaf purusha kara uru kramasya pumsam tarangri rajasa jita sad gunanam chitram vidura vigatas sakrid aradhita yan namadeyam adhuna sajahati bandham. Such power is not surprising from persons who have conquered the six senses by the dust from the lotus feet of the Lord. Since even an outcast becomes immediately freed of bondage of karma by chanting the Lord's name even once, right? Mm-hmm. So if he becomes freed from all this just by once, yeah. then let alone the power of these great devotees who have done so many things,
yes.
right? This is Priyavrata. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's the whole point, is that we're saying, but how is this possible? This isn't the great part.
Yeah.
Being freed from sin isn't the big stuff. Yeah. The big stuff is developing love for Krishna.
Yes.
And by what they can do in influencing the world by that. So that's the big thing. We have to know what is the positive element. Yes. So we're taking becoming free from sin as the positive, right? I'm suffering in the world. Why is that? From sin. I don't want to suffer. So that means getting rid of sin. I get rid of sin. That means then I should enjoy, right? So therefore, getting rid of sin is a major element. But it's actually not. It's actually developing love for Krishna. That's major. Getting rid of sin and all that, that's just that goes along with the chanting. Yes.
Well, this attachment, the idea of becoming free from sin, this is some karma mishra or jnana mishra?
Yes, that'll be there. Either karma mishra, that I want to become free because I want to be happy, like that, or jnana mishra is that I'll become liberated. Either way, you want to be happy by not being in trouble here. Right? You know, it's just a matter of is it specific or generic. Like that. Like, I want to stop suffering but maintain my position, or I want to stop suffering, I don't mind getting out of here. Like that. Because there's no mention of a particular time span for the effect of Nama Bas to occur, it should be understood that by the first chanting there's destruction of all sins, all desires, as well ignorance, which is the root cause. Because only then sins will not reappear in the future. So that's why it's saying all sins of the future, because they won't reappear. Like that. So that means there might be something, like Prabhupada says, you pull out the plug on the fan turns for some while, but it will stop. Right? Because if we're looking at, you know, forever in the past, we're also looking forever in the future. Right?
Except if you want to sin again.
If you want to sin again, then that's another thing. Someone who has actually chanted the holy name or taken shelter of the holy name, how sinful can they get? How far can they continue on? Because they've already understood that there's something more. And even if they don't, it's that this person is going to very quickly be... Because if you're purified, your taste will also improve.
Yes. You know where the plug is, which is what the fan back in if you want to.
Yes.
Is that more in the sense of caution?
Yes. It means the point is that if you want to stay here, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Point is that somebody takes shelter, then that means they want to get out, therefore Krishna reciprocates. But if you really want to stay here, then hey, Maya can accommodate. It's not, you know, there's always place for one more, right? You know, like you have a dinner, there's always place for one more, right? So there's, you know, it's always.
Yeah. From Ajamila's story, then the previous point, Yamadutta's coming and going, till that point is since God planted, then he is developing love of God and going to heaven.
Yeah, that will be future after this.
Yeah.
It means that'll be, I think, the next chapter. Or maybe later, this chapter. Why then did sin not leave Ajamil after chanting the first time? How could he continue to be attached to the woman and commit sin for so long if all his sins had been destroyed, right? So that's naturally what's going to come up. That would be the question. Right, so he knows what we think. So he, yeah.
We know what he thinks.
Huh?
Oh, we know what he thinks. He thinks about what he thinks.
Yes. Like the karmas of the Jivan Mukta, which remain for some time simply as impressions, Ajamil's sins, which lasted till his death, were like the bites of a toothless snake and did not generate results. Moreover, the Lord himself will cause continuance of sin in order that other philosophies, karma, conduct, etc., will not be completely uprooted. If one were to explain the scriptural statements concerning the powers of the name to be exaggerated praise of the Lord's name, then one would be committing offense. Tatartha vado hari nama kalpanam. It is an offense to interpret the name or think its powers are exaggeration. Padma Purana. Right, so we see is that it's there, otherwise it just goes then these other things, who will follow anything? They'll just therefore do all nonsense, then chant the holy name, do all nonsense. So they'll just commit this, and so then how will they develop love for Krishna? So therefore it continues on, then you see, oh, he's a sinful person. But it's not having that effect. It's only the consciousness is remaining, But it's not actually, there's no more accruement of sin.
Namashraya karachit syat tarat yeva sanamata namno hisarva surido hyaparadhat patat yadha. One who takes shelter of the name at any time crosses material life by the name. One falls to hell from offense to the name of the Lord, which is the friend of all beings.
So that means is that you could, the hellish condition is offense to the name. That can be created. So if we feel that something's not going right, then that means there must be some aspect of our chanting that's offensive. We come to the platform of Nama Bas, then we'll see that will all go away.
Artavadam harer namni sambhavat yati yo naraha sapapishto marushyanam niraye patati sputam. Those sinful men who interpret the name of the Lord fall to hell. Katyaina samhita padma purana yam nama kirtana phalam vividham nishamya nashradhatati manute yad utar tavadam yo manushas tam ihaduka chaye shipami samsara ghora vidadharti nipi ditangam. That person who, even after hearing about the wonderful results of chanting the Lord's name, refuses to develop sincere faith in the name, and on the contrary, interprets the name, is hurled by me into the deep gloom of material existence after being dragged through some excruciating suffering. Right? So it doesn't mean that they'll necessarily go to the hellish planets, but it just means the situations that they're in aren't going to be nice. Right? Does that make sense? Because then they're using the name for their own purpose. Right? Krishna's here in the neutral state of Brahman. You're dealing with him or not, then you get the sins and piety that go with it. So you can elevate yourself to the heavenly planets or down to the hellish planets, right? But the name is Bhagavan. It's not different from him. So therefore, to use the name in the same way as you would Hiranyagarbha, then that gets that's a problem. One, you're freed from all sins and everything, but at the same time, it's unacceptable. So there will be so many disturbances coming in one's life. And it says extremely, excruciating suffering. Right? It doesn't necessarily mean that the volume of it is great, but your perception of it will be great. Right? Shruti smriti puraneshu nama mahatmya vadishu yer tavad iti bru yurna tesham niraya kshayaha.
Persons who interpret the Shrutis, Smritis, and Puranas, which wonderfully glorify the Lord's name, stay in hell forever. Jaimini Samhita. Right? So, that's Jaimini, right? And he's the man who knows karma. Right? So, heaven and hell, you could say, take him as an authority. Thus, from scriptures like Padma Puran and Katyayana Samhita, there are thousands of statements showing fall down from interpreting the name. Right, so that's his point: is don't interpret the name like that. We don't just as it's given to us. That's what we do. So that's why he says is to avoid people doing this. Therefore, Krishna, you know, leaves it so. How you say? Moreover, the Lord Himself will cause continuance of sin in order that other philosophies, karmakanda, etc., will not be completely uprooted. Right? Because otherwise, for other people, they would just give them up. Because karmakanda, at least they're following the Lord's laws. Right? So they're approaching on Brahman or Paramatma level and trying to get what they want. But here, then, they're using Bhagavan to circumvent that and not following any rules and using it for themselves. But the point is you can't be using it for yourself beyond Paramatma. Bhagavan means there has to be that selfless service. It must be in devotion. Well, the first two, it can be done just you recognize the Lord's superiority, the Lord's position, authority. Then, you know, it'll work. You can get what you want materially. So it's this.
Pariket has just said, Kvachin nivartate badrat kvachchich charati tat puma. Prayaschittam aho partam manye kunjara sauchavat. After withdrawing from sin, one commits the sin again. I think atonement is useless, like an elephant bathing. Srimad Bhagavatam 6.1.10. He has condemned atonements because of seeing that the tendency for sin remains, but he does not criticize bhakti, though seeing sinful tendencies in some of the devotees. And Ajamil, a sinner, attained Vaikuntha by the strength of Namabhas. But Smartas and others, though knowing scriptures and though chanting the name, continue their existence in frightful samsara because of the offense of interpreting the name.
Right, so that's the problem. They don't think it's something advanced. You know, it's there. It's you know, a mode of goodness, or it's the best you can get, but it's still continuing within the material world. Yes. It's still an interpretation. Not that here's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the original who's beyond. That they're not catching.
But one should not worry that everyone will immediately become liberated on seeing such power in the name. Right? Because, oh, but if everybody did that, then what would happen to the world? Heard that one before?
Yeah, a couple of times.
Though sin is completely uprooted by just by chanting the name even once, in most cases the name shows its fruit to the world after some time. Just as fruit trees bear fruit after some time only, not immediately. Right? You plant the tree is there, it is a fruit tree, but it takes its time when it'll give the fruit. And in some cases the name does not show its effects at all. In order that the material scriptures, such as Karmakanda, are not completely destroyed by loss of faith in them. Right? Because otherwise, why follow all those prayaschittas and all that if you can just chant the holy name once and then go back to sinning, right? You know, you don't have to spend 12 years, then purify yourself, then like that. Then, after doing this, the name makes the person who has chanted without offense to the Lord's abode. This conclusion should be understood.
Right, so in this case, we see that was why with Ajamil, you didn't see the fruit, even though it's there. Yeah. And then at the time of death, he chants the holy name, and then he's been sent for to bring to Vaikuntha. Like that. So either after some time, or you don't even see it at all.
So can we also use this to kind of guide ourselves and seeing all devotees as potentially pure devotees, even though they may not display.
Yes, because the soul is pure. The soul is pure. So that's why then we try to deal on that platform. But we have to give up our own attachments to the importance of these things.
I accept that because of offense to the name, those who interpret the name as an exaggeration go to hell. However, if chanting the name destroys all sins, all karmis, jnanis, yogis, and bhaktas should not go to hell for illicit sex or violence if they chant. And if the name does not destroy all sin, all these people and even the bhakta should go to hell to suffer the results of their sin,
even if they chant, right? So in other words, we have the doubt, but we're not as smart as, you know, in articulating the doubt as he gives it, because otherwise for us that might be, you know, 10 different doubts. Yeah. And he puts it all together nicely in one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So if they exaggerate, they go to hell, but if it destroys all sins, then they should not go to hell. Right? And if it doesn't do all the sins, then
what's the meaning of the point?
You know, like that. Though a merchant protects a person under shelter according to the degree that the person surrenders to him. If the person offends him, the merchant becomes displeased with him and does not give protection to that surrendered person. But one should not think that the merchant is incapable of protecting him. Right? So then we'll say, oh, the name can do it. No, the name can do that. But being a person, you deal improperly, like by the offending, by this, how you say? Interpreting the name.
Then, He doesn't give the protection. Your sins are all gone, but he still doesn't give the protection because you're not having the you're not dealing in the proper way.
And according to the degree that the offense diminishes, the merchant begins to show mercy to that person. When the offense is completely gone, the merchant shows all mercy. The name is similar. Those who take shelter of Bhakti Devi, representing the name as a secondary process, in order to bring out results of karma and jnana, are called karmis or jnanis, even though bhakti is present in a minor position. This is according to the rule that things are named according to the predominant factor. Pradanyena vyapayesha bhavanti. Thus, they are not called Vaishnavas, right?
So depending on the prominence, like this rug here, like if I was saying you had different colors of rug, like this rug, I would say is a brown rug. That I would say, you know, is a black or white. That one over there, I'd say that one's the red rug. That's how, you know. But this has red in it, but the brown will be prominent. You know, so you take what's the prominence. So therefore, even though they're practicing bhakti, but it's for the purpose of karma ajnana, that being the goal, that being the prominence, therefore bhakti is just a small part of it. It's just a tool for them. Therefore, they're not called Vaishnavas, right? But they're practicing karma yoga or jnana yoga. So what we're talking about is the sampradayic practicing of karma and jnana yoga. In other words, where bhakti is the prominence, but it may be mixed with some karma or jnana. We're not talking about karma or jnana, that there's some mix of bhakti. Could be. But also be what they'll call bhakti Mr. Karma.
Yes.
We've practiced karma Mr. Bhakti. But bhakti Mr. Karma means it's bhakti is mixed with karma rather than bhakti is a prominent and it has some mix of karma.
Bhakti Mr. Karma, is that karma kanda or is it karma yoga or both?
It's karma yoga, but it's on the karma side. So it's for the purpose of, so we would call it, that's karma and kanda and stuff like that. So, because it's not that it's a separate system, karma kanda. It's the mentality. Right? So there are separatists. So there's passion and ignorance. Because in goodness, there's no separatist. But in passion and ignorance, bhakti performed there, there's a separatist. That's why they can be into bhakti and all that, but not be into the Vedic culture or interpret, you know, the instructions that are given in the books and different things like that, because they have their own purpose.
Yeah.
It means they're devotees, but they have their own purpose also. You know, it's not just there's something mixed in there and so it's going away, but they actually, you know, strongly identify with them. So then there's that mix, that's called the separatist, because the purpose that they're trying to accomplish isn't what the Lord wants.
Will we say there is an overlap between what we would call bhakti yoga and bhakti Mr. Karma or karma kanda?
It means the forms may look the same, yeah. Or the element just that there's a devotional attitude. Because we see is that you would definitely categorize the Yamadutas as, you know, karma is prominent.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they accept the supremacy of the Lord and His position and how He's the lawmaker and you have to follow His. But that's where it ends. There is no as such. So you could say there's devotion to their scriptures in that, but it's not as such, you know, and recognizing the Lord, but it's not in trying to please Narayan, which is what Rupa Goswami is talking about. That's pure devotion. Here they've acknowledged the Supreme Lord's position, so you could call it bhakti. So technically anybody in the Vedic system, they're all following bhakti. That's why it works. But we only call them Vaishnavas when bhakti is the prominence. Right? So when the Shraddha is in developing love for Krishna rather than Shraddha is in karma or jnana. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Okay.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Samaveta Bhaktivedanta ki. Jai Nityananda Gaura Premananda ki.